Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Old Town Bluffton's Pomodori 2, some of the best Italian eats you will find in town. They feature all of your Italian favorites in a laid-back outdoor atmosphere that is really tough to beat on a beautiful spring or summer evening. Find them at 1253 May River Road in Bluffton or PomodoriHHI.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that Sundays, 1230 on WJCL. On the other end of the line is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad for a getaway Monday as we sit here and record this. I have one eyeball on the surroundings in my office here. Very, very literally, as soon as this podcast is over, I start unplugging equipment. I'm moving my office to Florida for 2 weeks.
That's right. You're leaving me, but you're going to have a working.
Oh yeah.
Vacation.
Yeah. Working
You'll
vacation.
Probably get more done.
Oh, absolutely. That's the whole point. You know, I realized last week, yeah, everybody could take a laptop with you and go sit on a beach with a Corona somewhere and you know, be fat and happy. But the kind of deep dive work that I'm looking to get done this summer, not just these 2 weeks, but this summer as a collective whole, requires some foxhole intervention, if you will. And so I decided a couple of months ago, we usually go down to the beach for the 4th of July every week because my wife works for the Savannah-Chatham County Public School System, and she gets the week of the 4th of July off. So we've always gone that week so that she doesn't use any vacation time. But a couple of months ago, I told her, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to go down a week early for some quiet time. Like, and it's not that, you know, my wife interrupts me or it's noisy or whatever, but there are domestic distractions that cannot be discounted.
For sure.
You know, let me throw in some laundry or let me do this or let me whatever. And no, I found last month that when I was in St. Augustine for the Food and Wine Festival, that during the days, because the events for the festival were in the evening mostly, during the day, I sat in the hotel room for a week. And I got so much done because it was this, you know, generic hotel room and there were no distractions. And I worked, yeah, okay, I'd look out the window, look at the boats in the water and say, yeah, that's pretty cool, but I'm not going out there. A, it was too hot, and B, I needed to get some stuff done. So I will be doing it again, but don't feel sorry for me. It's a hop, skip, and a jump, a 1.6-mile run from one of the most beautiful beaches in America. So I will be there. What do you have plans for the 4th of July?
No. I am, as we have discussed, in a play.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm stuck. I can't do anything
fun. Oh, that's right.
I can't go anywhere.
I forgot about that. Opening day is the 4th or the 5th?
Yeah, we open on the 5th, so the 4th will be final dress, I'm sure. Okay, let's just pretend that I didn't have that commitment. On 4th of July, the last few years I have, unless I get invited to go to someone's house, I stay home because the traffic and the crowds no longer do it for me.
You know, I get it.
Like, just so many people. It's the busiest week of the year here. And, you know, I'd rather just do something with close friends, have a barbecue or go to somebody's pool or, you know, something like that.
I totally get it. Yeah. You're talking to the guy who has famously avoided your island as a general rule from Memorial Day to Labor Day because of the crowds and all of that stuff. I mean, I come over there, but I probably spend 80% of my time on Hilton Head after Labor Day until Memorial Day. I'm busy doing other stuff primarily, but I just don't because of the what you said. And if someone invited me, hey, Saturday we're going to do a get together at so and so's house in the pool, I absolutely would come over there. But to go and get, you know, wait in a 90-minute wait time for a restaurant, for a table at a restaurant, and all of that fun that comes along with all of that. Yep. Nope, 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 nope. Sit this one out. But there's a lot of fun to be had for those who are willing to tolerate such insanity. And I could say, you know, I could say that about where I go down near Destin, Florida, in the 30A area. I mean, it's crowded there too. Don't get it twisted. I've waited 2 hours for a table down there, but it's literally on the beach. So what we make a plan of it. We go and we get our little buzzer, and then we walk out to the beach with a beer and kill easily an hour doing that. I do it. It's not that I'm phobic of waiting long times and crowds and all that. I just, you know, we all have our thing. Have you been eating and liking anywhere lately?
I went to two restaurants this week that, one is new, the other is old, and, but neither of them I had been to, this year. So, first let me tell you about, so I had another realtor reach out to me that wanted to get together and chat about the market and, you know, things, and I hadn't seen her in a while, and she recently moved here. I've represented her, in the purchase of, the home that she bought here, and then she moved here, and she was a realtor, you know, when she moved here, but now she's a realtor here on the island. Anyway,
She was a realtor when she moved there, and now she's a realtor. Got it.
She was a realtor before she moved here.
Right. And now she's a realtor there.
And now she's, well, I started to say what brokerage she was with, but I don't want to give, you know, anything away that would be uncomfortable for her. But anyway, so she wanted to go to Black Marlin, and I said, okay, yeah, gosh, it's been a hot minute since I've been there. And I didn't realize that they have expanded. They had a renovation, and they took over. So they're located in Palmetto Bay Marina area.
Right.
Which, by the way, part of what is now Black Marlin, a very small portion of it used to be originally when it was built, was an ice cream shop. And that's where I had my very first job when I was 15 years old, right adjacent to the original Captain Woody's. So for you listeners out there who are just dying to know that information. at any rate, Black Marlin took over the adjacent store. It used to be the Tommy Bahama retail store. And I didn't know this. And they renovated and they reopened last May, in May of 2023.
Yeah.
And so that tells you, you know, how long it's been since I've been there. And it did appear to me that the menu had, they made some changes on the menu and whatnot. And I saw some of the, you know, tried and true favorites and whatnot. I chose to have the Southwest salad with their shrimp. And it was really delightful. The dressing was homemade. You know how I feel about that. Can't have bottled dressing. It was a sriracha ranch. It was really, had a little heat to it. It was very good. And it just had a ton of shrimp on it. And it was a great experience. I had stopped going there, I think probably because of the crowds and the waits and whatnot. But that when the crowds retreat this fall, that will be a place that I'll probably want to hit a little bit more often than I have been.
I do like it down there. I'm a fan of the little hurricane bar that they have there in the middle, and mm-hmm. you know, they have their live music. I would think every night of the week in the summer.
They do. Yeah.
It's a nice little scene down there, Black Marlin, which is, we should mention, part of the Surge Group, and they have over a dozen restaurants on the island and Bluffton. I have not seen, I'm with you. I've been to Black Marlin a couple of three times, but I've not seen the renovation. I knew it happened when you said, oh, it's been renovated. I was sitting here thinking to myself, yeah, it was about a year ago, but yeah, that'll tell you the last time I was there myself. So, well, I'm glad to see you liked it and enjoyed it. That's good to hear. Did they expand the outside anymore, or is just the interior dining that's different?
You know, the front door changed. The front door used to overlook the that big patio area that has that synergetic area where the hurricane bar is, and Coastal Crab.
Right.
So the front door isn't there anymore. The front door now faces the parking lot. So I came in. Funny thing was I walked right past it. And then I realized, oh, something is different here. Oh, the door is no longer here. And then I had to backtrack. And, of course, everybody inside was looking at me like, the door's over here, lady. So I actually didn't really go around to the back, but from what I could tell where we were sitting, the tables outside are sort of in the same configuration, you know, that they were before, kind of surrounding the
yes.
corner.
Yes.
You know, space.
Which makes for a nice little scene down there.
Oh, yeah, it's really nice. I mean, eating outside this time of year is I'd rather stick a hot poker in my eye.
Yeah.
You know, it ruins your hair and then your clothes stick to you and all that business. And it's just unpleasant to me. But, you know, there are people who enjoy that kind of thing, who live in other areas where they don't get to sit outside much, you know, year round. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I went out real quick, speaking of outside, yesterday morning, Sunday morning. I went out for a run early. It was about 6 a.m. and it had rained Saturday night to beat the drum down here in Savannah. And so Sunday morning I went out and it was just soupy. I was a pool of sweat before I actually literally started to run because of the humidity. It's been no joke the last couple of days. One day last week we had a beautiful breeze. I was up at the Peregrine rooftop of the Perry Lane Hotel and it was beautiful, but man, this weekend, humidity-wise, was just...
Yeah, I think it was a few weeks back, there was a tropical storm brewing that was coming our way. And it was, for a couple of days, it was breezy.
Yeah.
But then it got pushed off, and now we're back settling into the...
Sauna.
The sauna.
The sauna.
The steam bath.
Where else did you make it last week?
Okay, so, you know, you and I have talked about Zunzi's a lot. You had gone, and I guess I had rehearsal or something and couldn't go with you. So, anyway, after church yesterday, I went for lunch and was pleasantly surprised that they had, you know, once again, that space originally from back in the 70s was the German restaurant, the Hopper House, which was my family's favorite restaurant to go to, and it was handsomely decorated in a German sort of pubish way. And then that, of course, Truffles took over and modernized it quite a bit and made it very Truffles-like, like the Truffles brand, the restaurant in Sea Pines. You know, and then it was Darren Clark's, and they once again renovated the space, and it was transformed into more of an Irish pub, you know, not a dank Irish pub, but like a open, airy, more modern sort of Irish pub. So when I walked in, I sort of expected that maybe it would be the same, kind of the same, like just the wall, like the decor maybe had changed, but no, there's been another, you know, yet another renovation there. And it's just one big giant room. It's totally open, totally bright, totally light. You know, as in typical fashion these days, no carpet, no fabric, you know, hard floor, and very clean, very clean atmosphere, you know, just very welcoming, really. And then, the next thing that really sort of like hit me was the reggae music, because Zunzi's is, you know, Jamaican themed. And so there was reggae music, and, you know, that kind of fits in for our little island.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
actually,
coming to the beach. And
actually,
vibe.
You should know that Zunzibar is of South African origin.
Oh, I'm sorry, South African.
South Africa, Jamaica, same difference. No,
Well, it was reggae music.
Yeah, of course. I don't know that the.
I guess
the,
that's where my mind went, was that it was Jamaican. But yeah, I totally know that. I took a picture of the menu and everything.
Yeah, yeah. The rainbow umbrellas and all of that stuff is kind of an add-on, but the whole concept of Zunzi started here in Savannah. And it was started by, she was Swiss, I believe, and he was from South Africa, and he was the chef, and it was a little hole in the wall, very literally. And it was the most popular sandwich restaurant in Savannah once upon a time. This was, 2007, 8, 9, I think, in that time. But now it's been bought out, and there's a location here in Savannah, one out on Tybee, one in Atlanta. The newest one is there in Hilton Head, and they have plans to put a handful of locations in down in Florida. The next one will be Jupiter, which is a northern suburb of West Palm Beach. So it's growing like a weed. People eating their conquistadors. What'd you have?
Yeah, I really enjoyed my experience. I just sat at the bar, and the gal, Jennifer, her name was, we had a nice chat. She's been here for about 7-8 years and worked at some of the other places that I've frequented. You're probably getting sick of me saying this. I'm not eating gluten right now, and it is a sandwich shop. So you had said, yes, there are salads. So I went in mind that I would have have salad or something of that nature. But honestly, all I'm eating is salad, and I get sick of it. So I was checking out the appetizer menu, and they had falafel. I love falafel. I really do. I just really love falafel. And they offer that with three different sauces. And I can't remember the dank sauce, which is their house sauce. Another one. And then tzatziki. So, of course, I chose tzatziki because, you know, that's what. Oh, I know. The other sauce was hummus, which hummus and falafel both are made of chickpeas. So to me, that would have been a little redundant. So I chose the tzatziki, which was very good. It was clearly homemade. You know, dill, cucumber, yogurt. That was great. The falafel was fried in balls. And save for being just a touch on the dry side, not bad, just a little bit on the outside. It was really yummy, and I would have that again. I ordered their wings with their house-made chips. I love house-made chips. When you have house-made chips, you never want to eat potato chips out of a bag ever again. And they have a really nice, delightful house seasoning on those chips that I found very good in it, and comes with their dank sauce, which, for you listeners out there, their dank sauce is basically honey mustard with dill in it. And I thought that was quite nice as well, and definitely tasted to be homemade. Nobody could tell me what the house blend was, though. Nobody really knew exactly what the spices were, but it was really good. And the wings were good. I mean, the wings were good. I had the wings in the peri-peri sauce, which I ordered because Jennifer said that was sort of what kind of was the most popular one. And the other ones seemed like they were going to be a little bit spicier. Which I wasn't quite in the mood for. So I went with that, and was very good. I'm going to say, though, for a wing eater, I like crispy wings. And this was the peri-peri sauce is, you know, a wet sauce that's kind of glopped on at the end. And that's not my favorite way to eat a wing, but the flavor was delicious.
Yeah, I've had their wings. I do enjoy them. The go-tos there, for those who don't know, are the conquistador sandwich and the Godfather. It's chicken with a sauce and a sausage and all kinds of stuff. It's big. When I was there a couple of weeks ago, they said, "Oh, you want a conquistador? Do you want a small or a large?" I'm like, eh, and I paused. I said, "Just get a large." They bring me the sandwich, and it was like the size of my arm. And I'm like, "Oh my goodness, three people could eat this if they really wanted to." Especially if you have, you know, a fruity drink or two. Those are somewhat filling. It's huge.
Oh, gosh. So I failed to mention that I ordered a Bloody Mary because on Sunday at brunch time, I mean, you know.
Duh.
You have to. It was a great Bloody Mary. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Not your average. It had a little different flavor to it that I really enjoy, but you know, Bloody Marys tend to fill me up, so I think I probably drank a third of it. You know, it's a meal in itself.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
I had to pace myself with all the other food coming.
Well, I will share an experience I had with And I'm laughing already because I've written a piece about it for CH2 magazine, and it was scolding those people who don't like to leave the island. You and I had a very short conversation about a place in Bluffton the other day, so that was stuck in my head. And so when I wrote this piece for CH2, which I believe will be in the July issue, I had that front of mind. There's a bakery over in, it's funny because I think you know this, the Moss Creek area of the other side of the bridge, and I worded that way deliberately, the Moss Creek area of the other side of the bridge is a Hilton Head address. Did you know that?
Yes, because the original development, it was there from back when all the other gated communities were developed. So it just was.
We had that conversation. Well, regardless of the reason, I think it's kind of ridiculous. But, hey, man, you know, not my party, not my circus, not my monkeys. So anyway, the Moss Creek area has, if you're leaving the island, you cross the bridge, which literally leaves the island. And on the right is Moss Creek. On the left, there's a shopping center there that I don't know the name of it, and I apologize for that. But it's right there. It's the last thing you see coming back to the island. And there's a bunch of restaurants and offices and doctors and all that. Well, there's a little cafe. I can't call it a bakery. A little cafe in there called Odd Birds.
Yes.
And Odd Birds is a wonderful, I came upon them. I don't remember why I first went there. I might have seen them on Instagram and I said, let me stop by here. This goes back 3.5 years. And I met the ladies and we had a conversation and I tried some of their stuff and they sent me home with some brownies that day and a chocolate chip cookie. And their baked goods actually blew my mind. I ate some of it when I got home and it was so good. Usually my routine is when something is that good, my wife is the baker in the house, as I think you know, I stop myself and I save some for her. You got to try this cookie or you got to try this brownie or whatever. And so I remember doing that 3 or so years ago. And all of their stuff was fantastic. And they advertised with Eat It and Like It for a short time as they were trying to get the word out when they first opened. And I would see Lynn out there at the farmer's markets or whatever. How's it going? How's it going? How's it going? And yeah, people are starting to catch on, but they were growing slowly. And so I knew their stuff was good. I knew their stuff was great. It was a race in my mind whether they would get enough people to give them a shot to be able to continue to grow. Well, all these years later now, they opened in September of 2020, which was not the ideal time to open a tiny, literally hidden away cafe. But they had the space and they had signed a lease and they had done the build out, and then 2020 happened, so they had to go for it. And they did. And now they've opened a second location in the Village of Wexford Shops there. And I couldn't be more excited for them. Yeah.
Fantastic. You know, here's the thing about that space where they are at just over the bridge. And is it called the Bridge Shops or the Shops at the Bridge?
I can't remember.
Anyway, that space has been a gajillion different restaurants. It's hard to get to. So people coming, locals like me.
Right.
You know, that are first of all challenged because it's in our mindset that we don't go to Bluffton. Okay, well, most of us have gotten over that. We do now go to Bluffton because Bluffton has a lot of great restaurants and a lot of retail for us to enjoy. But if you go off the island, then you have to go to the light at Moss Creek and then make a U-E. And I know, right? Like, back of the hand on the forehead, like, oh, that's so, oh. But it really, you know, from the beginning when those shops were built, it did plague whatever restaurant was in that spot. I think it's probably gotten better, but I bet you foot traffic for them is going to be easily accessible at Wexford. And locals will get to know them and love them because you're right. When somebody has something that's really that good, you know, people will come. And you know as well as I do, in the last, since the pandemic, how many new bakeries opened on the island? Social Bakery opened, Paris Baguette, Sprout Mama isn't really the same in the same ilk, but, you know, basically. So you know, there's a need for it, a demand for it. We didn't have enough of that kind of thing here.
Yeah, and I think I think that what they do at Oddbirds is so very different from Hilton Head Social. I'm not a huge fan of Paris Baguette because a lot of their stuff is made in Asia, but that's a whole other podcast we could break down sometime. But
well, that's where you and I decided that we were going to start doing this podcast.
That is true. That is true.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it was funny. I was up in Virginia a month or so ago, and I took my daughter to brunch and I looked to see what was in the area, and it was Paris Baguette. And I was like, oh, she said, oh, I like that place. I told her when we were in line, I said, you notice how everything here looks exactly the same. You could go to the one in Hilton Head. You can go to the one in New York City. And that little croissant looks exactly like the one over there. She goes, why is that? I said, because none of them are made here. They're all made and shipped in a box from Asia, but you know, yeah. Anyway, yeah. I digress.
Like the commissary.
Yeah, but what these ladies are doing with Oddbirds is handmade. I've watched Leslie make blueberry muffins, which are probably among the best I've ever had. The day I was there with her at Wexford, she made apricot pistachio scones. She let me try the roasted white chocolate hazelnut scones. It's all handmade, and she's obsessive with her trial and error and getting her recipes right. It's a legit, wonderful, literally, I can't say mom and pop because I don't know of a pop involved unless they're running the ship at home, but it's two Oddbirds, they self-titled, who have just made a go of it. And the Leslie's talent is, speaks for itself. It's at the Village of Wexford Shops. If you have not tried it yet, you owe it to yourself to go there. There's no seating. It's grab and go. Grab some cookies, grab a couple of brownies, grab yourself a cup of coffee, and tell your story walking, because I don't believe there's any seating in there. And this one, the one in Bluffton, does have seating. It's a cafe. You could do sandwiches and the whole bit. It's a legit cafe. But the one in Wexford is just grab and go, say hi, chat, and take some stuff home. So go see them. They do do a wonderful job.
Yeah. I'll check it out.
Yes. Yes. It's really, really, really good. I've enjoyed the one thing I said about it, because I aired them on the TV show the other day, is I'm being honest here, you know, I don't sugarcoat when I don't, you know, really believe it, but I don't know, and I'd have to think about it. I don't know that I've ever tried anything of theirs, their baked stuff, and not said, wow, that's awesome. Everything I've had, I've been like, even if it, you know, you could have baked me a piece of liver and onions or whatever, even things I don't eat. I'm not a big scone guy. And I ate the white chocolate hazelnut scone and said, damn, that's really good. So, anywho, you,
I will go check it out.
Go check it out and report back, next week. And we'll see if you ate it and liked it. What do you say?
Sounds good. We'll have to see if she has anything that doesn't have white flour in it.
Oh, well, good luck. Good luck with that in a scratch bakery.
I might have to break the diet for just that one.
For one thing.
Yeah.
Well, we will talk next week. You are less than 2 weeks away from opening night, aren't you?
We are. We open a week from Friday night. We are getting down to the wire. We've gotten most of the technical pieces kind of worked out, and we're gonna go ahead and slip those in this week. We're not going to wait till tech week next week. We're going to go ahead and start working it because we're ahead of schedule on that. Yeah, I'm still trying to sell real estate while doing all that. You know, trying to keep up with all the balls I have in the air.
On with the show. This is it. Tell us where we can find you to buy ourselves a humble abode.
Well, the show we're doing, for any new listeners out there, at the Sea Glass Stage Company at Coligny Theater, is called the Great American Trailer Park Musical. So my joke now is, if you want to buy a trailer, I can be reached at margaretcrenshaw.com. I'm a member of the Kaiser Jaton team, brokered by EXP Realty.
Sounds like a plan. Have yourself a wonderful week, and we will chat with you next Monday morning.